It was great. It was a great feeling. It was a great boost for the team, and it gave us the energy we needed on offense.
Was it nice to see your offense close the game out with that 4-minute drive?
Yes, I'm sorry. That's what separates, you know, mediocre offense from a great offense, you know, being able to finish the game, being able to get in that victory formation at the end of the game.
You had the one shirt where you went to you three times and
yes,
didn't hook up. What talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, man, it's just, you know, it wasn't on Derek, definitely. It was all on me. It's something I have to, you know, get better at. You know, I have to come down with those balls.
In a way, is that good, though, because you guys still win for a decent game and, you know, you got more, put more in the tank.
I mean, that's the way you look at it, but that's not the way I look at it, of course. It's not good for me at all, no.
I'm watching your defense play today. After the first drive, they didn't allow a touchdown again the rest of the game. Not surprising this evening because you see them every day in practice, but for them to come out here and hold that offense down the way they did to let you guys pull away in the end, how encouraging is that?
It's very encouraging. You know, those guys work really hard every day on their craft. You know, and they're really focused out here. So it was great to see them really hold that offense today.
Going against those DBs in practice every day, how are they underrated group?
Definitely. They're definitely an underrated group. Like I said, they go out there and they work hard every day. They're working on craft. They're really smart guys, man. And they just want to be great players.
And what tools do you guys have?